Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the Daycare and School at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9918, catalog number 9918. You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
Worship. Psalm 29 and 2. It said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. This be number five. I think it's five or six. Number six. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. Give unto the Lord. Give unto the Lord. Strange thing about God. Saying give to him what already do him. Give unto the Lord. You don't own nothing. You just giving back to him what he gave you. Give unto the Lord. Glory to his name. That do his name. Just his name is worthy to be praised. Just his name. Just to know him is an honor. Just to know him is a privilege. Just to know him. Just to know I have met him. Brother Hambright was talking about Saul. Saul gave up everything to know Christ. And Paul was a big time fellow. But when he met Jesus, he wasn't nothing. You got to meet him first to find out you ain't nothing. When you meet him, you'll find out I ain't hitting on nothing. Everything God owns, he allow us just about to enjoy it. Enjoy your voice. I gave it to you. It's good to talk. It's good to sing. But it's his voice. He can take it when he feel like it. It's not yours. Look like you ought to give what due him with your voice. Yo, you ain't got that yet. Just with your voice. You won't be cute with your little voice. But it's his. You don't want to say nothing for the Lord. But it's his. And you ought to give him due. Glory to his name. That person who is truly conscious of God's goodness and knows the redeeming love of Jesus Christ will feel compelled. I said will feel compelled to worship and praise him. He can't help himself. But you got to know him. You got to know his redeeming love for you. His redeeming power that he used to save you with. It compels you to give him glory and to worship him. In other words, you won't be even ashamed to worship him because you know who he really is. And many people on Sunday morning by the millions, on Sunday morning, waste their time in worship. I said by the millions. Waste their time in worship. Many things can cause us to waste our time in worship. Many things. Many things. Somebody looking at me right now, wasting your time in worship. Right now, wasting their time. But you don't have to do it now. You don't have to do it. You choose to do this. You choose to waste your time in worship. I find out something. I find out years ago that God looking for true worshipers. That's what St. John 4 said. He told that woman at the well, God looking for seeking true worshipers. True worshipers. He's seeking, looking for true worship. In other words, everybody come together, say they're worshiping God, really not worshiping him. So he going through the crowd looking for true worshipers. True worshipers. And sometimes at least one in the crowd. What we feel like ain't hitting on nothing. Are true worshipers. True worshipers. So a lot of folk wasting their time. Can I get a witness on that? In worshiping. I find out something else. I find out that when you study God's word, he'll open things up to you. And you begin to see the revelation of who Jesus really is. God is an orderly God. And if our focus is not on Jesus, when we come to worship, then we are wasting our time in worship. Your heart, your mind got to be focused on Jesus. In other words, I told you about 2 Sundays ago, you got to know who to worship. And if your mind and if your heart is not focused on Christ, you miss the whole worshiping service. It's got to be Jesus. It's got to be Jesus. One thing about them wise men, when they got there, they came from over a thousand miles. But when they got to the house, they recognize who to worship. They didn't get crossed up with Mary and Jesus. Because the Bible says when they got there, they saw Jesus, the baby, and Mary putting Christ first. Christ first. You worship only him. And then the Bible said they bow down. That means getting lit. You can't worship God with your chest poked out. Looking down on folk think you more than somebody else. That thing, when they recognize who they worship, they bow down. And then the Bible said they worship him. And when they got through worshiping him, they went in their back pocket and gave him some money. That's worshiping. That's the Bible. That's the Bible. You got to know who to worship and how to worship and what to worship with. We'll get to all that. We ain't got to that yet. Yeah, I'm sure going to take my time. I thank you, but I'm sure going to take my time. Right? Don't waste your time. Listen at this. So now, if your mind, listen good now. I can't let this be very important. If your mind and if your heart is not focused on Christ, you're wasting your time. Right now. Right now. We worship only Christ. You don't worship nobody but Christ. You see, you can't worship the Father except you go through Christ. See, you can't holler, well, I worship God. Hey, what God? There's another little G God up here. See, what God are you worshiping? But if you worship Jesus, and you know you're on the target then, and then Jesus will catch you in the spirit to worship the Father. So when we worship him, we automatically worship the Father to give him glory and to give him praise. The next thing, coming to worship God with unconfessed sin, you are wasting your time in worship. See how I got quiet, how quiet it get there? Unconfessed sin. You can't worship God and pile up in sin. You got to confess your sin before you worship God. You got to confess them. And we hate to confess our sin. Wonder why. I'm asking, wonder why we hate to confess our sin. Wonder. Somebody, I want to take a hand right quick. Wonder why folks don't like to confess. What you said, brother? Okay, thank you. Now, he asked my question just what I wanted. The reason folk will not confess sin because they ain't ready to give it up. They're not ready to give it up. They love their sin more than they love God. But you can't worship God with unconfessed sins. Can't worship God? No, sir. I don't care how many hands you throw up. I don't care how you can tap dance. I don't care how you can sing. I don't care how you can play. I don't care how you can preach. I don't care how you can pray. I don't care how you can get up and talk. I said, you've got to confess your sin. The Bible said, before you bring your altar to the Lord, get straightened out with your brother first. Leave your gift, then get straight with him and come back. I accept it. So you got to confess your sin before you really worship God. If you don't confess your sin when you come to worship God, that's not only here, but at your house, in your car, anywhere else. I won't get that straightened out right now. Because feel like, I go to church, I come, well, you got to do it at home too. If you call yourself worshiping God. If you don't confess your sin, what happened? You're wasting your time in worship. Well, it's heavy stuff.
That's right.
See, look now. See, sometimes preacher get in the pulpit, bring stuff like this, you know, that lounged in, and you know, and I know these fellas, you know, and I believe in my spirit that the lounge growled and opened his mouth to bite him. Here, when the deacon hollered, that's deep. That ain't deep nothing. Cause the Bible ain't saying nobody done nothing like that. But he did told us that we better clean up before we worship him. That's deep. You better know what deep stuff is. You can't worship God. You got to confess your sin before you can worship God. And if you don't confess your sin, guess what happened? You're wasting your time in worship. My sisters and my brothers, this thing here is serious business. But we take it too lightly in plain worshiping God. In other words, right now, and God deal with this quite a bit because he said, get straight with your brother. First of all, you can't be mad with folks coming in here and worshiping God. Oh, hallelujah. I know I'm on top. You can't be mad at nobody. No law. I can't come in and worship God and can't stand my son-in-law. Hoping he'll die. Then give him for God. Hallelujah. No, sir. That don't work with God, buddy. No, sir. No, you can't worship God with unconfessed sin by hating your brother and your sister. Now, somebody looking at me right now. Right now. I said, let me get way back and see me. Right now. Somebody looking at me right now. Can't stand somebody in here right now. Right now. Well, how are you going to worship God? God is holy. And we don't come before him except we confess our sin.
That's right.
When you know you got him, all of you got him.
Amen.
That's been I read on last Sunday. All of us got sins. But you got to confess your sin. The reason we don't want to confess it, Brother Ashley already told us. He said because we hate to give him up. And I got something to put it in, but you, this thing all be half full right now. Sin slowly kill you. Hate to give it up. Oh, boy. You can't be mad with brother. Here, deacons over here can't stand one another. And then praying a long prayer. Lord says, shut your mouth. I'm tired of listening to you. It won't work with God. It may sound funny, but it does not work with God. They just be wasting their time praying. Well, you know, he whom? Lord said, yeah, he whom. But he whom where I didn't hear him. She sounding good. Don't move God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we got to get that straightened out in church anyway. Listen at this now. Listen at this. Listen at this. Listen. 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 I'm going to hit hard now. Oh. Thing got to get straightened out around here, Sister Young. Listen. You cannot be going with another man's wife. And you know it and they know it too. Talking about worshiping God. Can you get straightened out? Then you can worship God. You just wasting your time in worship. You can't be running with another woman's husband. She know it. You know it. And you come hold your hands. God said, take them stanky hands now. All we want to see. It don't work with God. You might as well don't get started right. You're just wasting your time in worship. You told that like you love them folk. You know you can't stand them. I know I won't get no boat for this kind of preacher. I ain't looking for no boats. I ain't running for nothing. Things got to get straightened out around here. I don't know about second bath or third bath and holding this, but I know here. I'm going to worry you to death. You ain't going to rest here with that mess. Not me, every word I say. You ain't going to rest here with that mess. I'm going to worry you to death. And if you keep on doing it, guess what? You just reprobate it. Just on your way to hell anyway. You can't worship God. What y'all take God? What we take God for? Something to play with? Just going through motions. Don't work with God. I don't care what a pastor tells you. It don't work with God. And that's what happens. You see a lot of them doing, you think it's all right for you. But it's wrong. If he can do it, I can do it. Go to hell with him then. It's just that simple. You can't be in awe with your brother and worship God. You wasting your time in worship. You just coming in vain. And I got stripped to back me up all through that. God seeking for true worshipers. So you can't come here in awe with your brother. Talking about worshiping God. You wasting your time in worship. I said he's an orderly God. Paul went far enough to say we all know how to do things. And what? Decent? Did he say that? See, God is an orderly God. And any time we come into church with all this mess, guess what? You out of order. Out of order. God is an orderly God. The word of God is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ went in his own temple. His hour of prayer, house of prayer, he went in there. It was out of order. I said, when you went in there, it was out of order. It was trash in there. It had to be cleaned out. He couldn't do no healing until he get the trash out. He couldn't do no miracle working until he get the trash out. He went in that temple and ran that trash out of there. He drove them out. He drove them out. He drove them out. He drove that trash out of his house. It's his house of prayer. It's his house. He said, this is my house of prayer. You done made a den of thieves. You made it. We can make a church like that. If we don't say nothing about it, the word got to run them out of there. So Jesus got him a whip. Got him a whip. And God turned the table over. Thought he was crazy. He wasn't crazy. What was on wild man? It's his house. Sin make him sick. And then he whipped him out of there. The Bible said he started healing. Folk been sitting around there sick for years and never got healed. And in wheelchairs for years because mess and trash is in there. But when Jesus got the word, he the word and ran that mess out, they started wheeling wheelchairs up there. Paul, the Bible says he started healing folks. God can't work in no trash. You have to get the trash out the church. We're not going to let it sit here and just relax in here. And I got this bag and y'all ain't put nothing in here. You can take it lightly if you want to. I ain't playing and God ain't either. You better put your junk in there if you want to get better. Because he said, if you can't over yonder, he said, your sin going to find you out. God ain't playing. Take me lightly all you want. I said, he ain't playing. He said, from the pulpit to the door. And I know the choir behind me, you know, the pulpit, I'm first. That includes the choir and everybody else. God of mercy. So a lot of time our worshiping is in vain. I don't want my worship to be in vain. I want to be for real. He drove them out. And then they start or healing. Let me tell you what really disturbed Jesus. Isn't that this good now? What really disturbed the Lord in our worship and service? What really disturbed Jesus in our worship and service, and it's supposed to be representing him, is so many unreal folks. We just put on. That's disturbed Jesus the most. Pretenders. Lip service. That's what disturbed God the most. Being hypocrites. Not really being what God wants you to be. Who you said you are. That disturbed him. God knows that moved God quicker than anything. Because I said, I run for you to be hot or cold, but lukewarm will make him sick. And that's what disturbed God. See, not the matter that folk perfect, but what else? Folk who just practice sin. Love to sin. Getting ready to sin. Meditate on sin. But they're supposed to be Christians. That's what bothers God. So he's looking for true worshipers. You can't worship God with mess in your heart. I'll stand in the White House and preach it. Right now, you're wasting your time in worship. God wants to do some great thing, greater thing, but a lot of putting on. And God tired of it. Don't you think God tired of it? I've got to ask for amen. But you got to ask for amen on these kind of messages. Will y'all give me amen, please? I know I'm telling the truth. You know I'm telling the truth. God tired of it. He wants some real worshipers. He's tired of falseness. And this is why, hallelujah, the Lord wants us to clean up our sin before we go in his new house of prayer. He wants us to clean up before we go. He wants us to leave our spiritual trash on this side. Because it won't work with God. He cannot work in trash. He got so much of work for us to do. And he told me to tell us to clean up before we go over there. Listen. That ain't no bad message. He just wants to help you. And it's up to you if you want to clean up or not. Well, you can receive your blessing. You don't feel good putting on a new suit and it ain't took no bath. You're going to stink after a while, ain't it? I use perfume, but God can smell that stuff. Spirit yourself. No, that way we won't look good on outside. But what about the inside? Just like years ago, the old preacher used to preach two white sheets. Don't dirt up one another. Fool them women years ago. Two white sheets. You know, two clean, yeah, two clean sheets or two white sheets. Ain't one of them. Two clean sheets can't mess up one of them. Two Christians, they get together and won't mess up. But it stinks. It stinks in God's eyesight. They get rankled. All that kind of jive. Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad the Lord on my side. Hey, heaven, I'm glad you're on my side. Hallelujah. God trying to help us. First thing you are, well, he's trying to help us.
That's right.
I don't want no bed of sin that rests in here. God ain't pleased with it.
You're right, brother.
And I'm not pleased with it.
Amen.
If you're going to stay here, you might as well go. God be on it until we go over yonder.
Uh-huh.
Just don't miss next Sunday. Go somewhere else. I'm going to preach on it now.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to help you. And you know somebody you need to clean up. You know it. If it wasn't, he wouldn't have gave me the message. Now look at this garbage can and don't see about five or six names in him. No name. I don't want no name. They got a few in there. That thing ought to be half full right now. I got four around here. I ought to have me five or six more here. Like you ain't got no mess. You know you got some mess. You hate to give it up. I done told you, it's going to find you out.
Amen.
In other words, the cover going to come off you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bro, give them read 2 Corinthians 7:1. Take your time. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Oh, boy. Read it for me, brother.
Having, therefore, these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness.
All what?
Filthiness.
He's talking to a church now.
Right.
I'm on target, see. God gave me the scriptures. See? Long time. He's talking to a church. He ain't talking to no sinners out here. These are folks that are supposed to know Jesus. Let us cleanse ourselves of what? All filthiness. He's not talking about dirt you don't want out there in the mine or on playing ball. He's talking about spiritual filth.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Clean up yourself. Where God really can use you. Clean up yourself where God really can bless your life. Read on.
Of the flesh and spirit.
Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
It said what? Flesh.
Yes.
I told you last week, get your mind straightened out. Spirit. Straighten that out. Clean out your mind. Clean it out. Clean your mind out. Renew your what?
Mind.
Next thing he says, your flesh.
Uh-huh.
Stop doing things ain't right.
That's right.
With your body.
Yeah.
And I told y'all, I said, I'll be a symbolic of the outside.
Yes, sir.
I'd go in the water for the whole church. But spiritually, you got to handle that yourself. That's fair enough. God not playing, you mean business. Oh, boy, boy. That's all. That's good enough right there.
Yes, sir.
First of all, God doesn't want us to play with him.
Amen.
Because he knows us one by one. He knows us inside and out. I don't care how big the crowd is, God knows you. And a lot of folks like to duck in the crowd. Not with God, you can't duck in no crowd. Sometimes they join Lord Church because one won't pay nothing. Because the pastor got 60 members, I know how many everyone pay. But God know you. He know me, he know you. So don't hide from God. If you mean business, put your mess in the trash. Write it down and put it in there. Confess it. And put it in there and say, now Lord, help me to overcome this. Deliver me from this, Lord. You've got to have a desire to do it. And if you've been born again, you ought to have that desire.
Amen.
You got to want to do it. It's up to you to do it.
Amen.
Well, Reverend, well, everybody don't know what I'm doing. Well, I say the Lord knows. Go to Psalm for me. I better put that on in there. Psalm 139. Start from 1. Read down to the 13th verse. Take your time. Yeah, I better let them know here. I better let them see this right here. Yeah. Psalm 139. Start at the first verse down through the 13th verse. Let y'all see something here. Psalm 139. Psalm 139. Start at the first verse through 13. Read it.
O Lord, thou hast searched me.
Listen at that.
And known me.
See, don't let him search you.
All right.
He search you, buddy. He know you. Things that you don't, you search me and what? And you know me. If anybody know you, God know you.
Amen.
We can't hide from God. That means all of us got to stand before God one day and give an account of our what? All of us got to stand.
Amen.
It ain't gonna be you and your pal, your group. You got to stand by yourself.
Amen.
My buddy, my crowd, my club, you by yourself. You're gonna be judged individually when you meet God. Christians.
Amen.
We're gonna be judged for the ungodly be judged. Read on.
Thou knowest my down sitting.
Listen to that.
And my uprising.
Now, what are you talking about, Reverend Walker? Even before you sit down, I don't know what you're going to think about when you get there.
Right.
While I'm sitting now, my down setting, I know for your bop. And even when you get up, before you get up, I already know everything, where you're going when you leave there. Oh, that must. See, like right now, when the service is over, some of you going, might go down Mississippi. He already know that. No, you're going to the F tonight. He already know that. No, you're going to be ducking and jumping. He already know that. No, you're going to get drunk tonight. He already know that. Even before you go. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Can't nobody argue with the Bible, boy. Read on, brother. I love it. I love it. I love it. Got to tell you what Jesus said. Read it.
Thou understandest my thought.
Look at that.
Afar off.
Y'all got that. Y'all, that speak for itself.
Uh-huh.
A far off. Now, when God says something like a far off, I know you from your birth to your end. In other words, before you even think, I already know it. So you can't surprise God. Nothing. God already know it. Even what you going to think, a far off. You haven't thought about it yet. He already know what you're going to think. So you can't hide from him. Why don't you be honest? Since you say you're following him, get your trash and throw it over in here.
Amen.
Since you say you're a worship of him, won't you act right? That's all it means.
Amen.
I know you. You can't hide from me. Read on, brother.
Thou compassest my path and my lying down.
God Almighty. I know what you're going to even dream about. Amen. What you're going to think about, what you're going to meditate when you get into bed. Before you get up, I already know where you're going, know what you're going to do, what you thought about. Right. I already know everything about you. Read on, brother.
And art acquainted with all my ways.
Lord, have mercy. I know about your ways. Hey, I know your ways. You know, well, folk don't like me. Change your ways. A lot of times we got to change on what? Right. Well, I'm just me. Hey, you can beat me out of me, too. Some of our ways need to be changed. I know your ways. Read on.
For there is not a word in my tongue.
No, how much?
But lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether.
Lord, have mercy. Read on, brother. Read on.
Thou hast beset me behind and before.
God Almighty.
And laid thy hand upon me.
Yeah.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me.
God Almighty.
It is high.
Yeah.
I cannot attain unto it.
In other words, we can't understand that.
No.
Can't nobody understand that right there. It's too high for us. Too wonderful for us.
Yeah.
You can't understand. How can the world, I can understand God know me before I came into the world. Know my thoughts even before I thought about it. How in the world I can even come up with something like that? Ain't but once somebody got an attribute like that and that's God by itself. We take God too lightly. He knows everything about you. Before you came in your mother's womb, he put you there. That when he told Jeremiah, he said, I formed you in the belly before you came into the womb. I formed you. I put you there. I formed you in the belly. I formed you in the belly. I formed you. I formed you. I put you there.
Yes, sir.
And before you came out, I already done ordained you.
Amen.
I done that. I know you. You weren't accidentally born. I brought you here.
Amen.
I don't care what your mom and dad told you. Well, you accidentally born. Don't lie. God brought you in this world, buddy. And you enjoy bringing them here too. Hallelujah. I brought you in this world. Listen. Hey, I'm preaching. Trying to help somebody. Listen, and every time you have have abortion, guess what? You killing God's child. When you abort a child, you went against what God told you not to do. Well, he don't care nothing. God put him there. It was a spirit in a little body. God put him there. And here you don't kill it. I know I'm telling the truth, man. You killed it. You don't know who you killed. Kill lawyers, doctors, preachers, deacons, trustees. Good folks, bad folks, you know who you kill. But God put him there. And it's wrong to kill him too. I don't care what the White House said. The blue house and the yellow house is you, but do what Jesus said. Come on, they make a law. They got all kind of crazy laws. But when God law, when man law hit God law, we leave that law alone. We stand on God law then. Man got all kind of ungodly laws. Well, it's on paper, you know. What paper? Not on God paper. So, young girls, when you abort a baby, you're killing a body. You're killing a person. And it's wrong in God's eyesight. He already know you. He put you there. If you did it, don't do it no more. God forgive you, but don't do it no more. When you know better, he's looking for you to do what? Better. Oh, boy. I have to stay on some things, you know. Yeah, I have to stay on some things. I can move off on some of them fast, but I'm going to stay on this a while. Now, listen to this. Listen. Just suppose my mama would have aborted me. I wouldn't be standing right here right now. She would have killed a preacher. One that they ever hate. you wouldn't have Reverend Walker here. Bless his heart. Just suppose she had aborted me. Just suppose Paul's mama would have aborted him. He wrote 2/3 of the whole New Testament. Who would have done the writing then? Huh? Killed Paul. That lady killed Paul. Paul. Couldn't nobody talk about that but God, you know, they'd be up heavy. You know, Paul's mama killed the one I'm going to make back 2/3 of the New Testament. Uh-huh. He told the angel, God talking to the angel. Uh-huh. Then, shut up, God. Yeah. Yeah. Killed Paul. Just the balls. She had aborted Paul. You don't know who you killing. Don't do it no more. God will forgive you, but just don't do it no more. The baby child you abort don't be the one that have to take care of you. You don't know that? Oh, how much. Listen, just suppose Mary had aborted Jesus. Lord have mercy. Huh? I know you. I put you there. So don't do it no more. Don't do it no more. Young ladies, don't do it no more. You messed up, you just messed up. God will forgive you. He don't want you to make no habit of it. And they ain't giving you no license. So don't tell no lie, Reverend Walker. Because you twist things quick. Reverend Walker said. Reverend Walker ain't said nothing like that. Listen, y'all been listening to me. I'm trying to help somebody. All my thing points. I ain't got point 1, 2, 3. Everything I said points. Now listen. Now, don't y'all, men and women, now, don't y'all be looking at these, you know, because I'm talking about aborting. Now, sin, just sin. Ain't nobody got to look down on nobody. Get rid of this stuff. He here, that's what he come here for, to get rid of this stuff. And sometimes, you know, just cough a little bit. Hey, look here. I ain't telling you go out there and commit no fornication and have a baby. Say sex is no sex at all. Don't let the White House mess you up. In God, our sight is still fornication. I don't care what the White House said. You've got to stand before a living God. And I'm talking to the young lady. Now, if you mess around there and get messed up, go ahead and baby. I hope you don't now. But don't kill a baby here. You got two things that's for forgiveness for. Oh, hallelujah. I know. See, because I know I've been in church all my life. And I know these men and these women that talk about these young girls, they doing everything but right. I know I'm telling the truth. Poor little girl, sometime had to come up, y'all beg me partners, y'all forgive me for making a mistake, and somebody trusted, look around, you know, at one another. And then get on the telephone, me talking about her. She ain't going to do no better, girl. You ain't got no better. You ain't got no better. You ain't got no better. Who you is, sir? Who you sister? That little girl, she go to God. Ain't give y'all no, y'all but cut it out now, okay? I'm just trying to help somebody. Because if folks see something, if folks don't see themselves, they'll never get no better. She have to ask God for forgiveness for committing fornication. She don't ask for no forgiveness because the baby came on here. Lord, forgive me for letting the baby come here. She ain't got to pray that prayer. Her prayer is for committing fornication.
Amen.
Now, how many women and men do that every day? Well, who is me to look back at somebody then? Only thing, your stomach just didn't get big. You would never know she did it if her stomach didn't get out. But God already what? No. I know I'm telling the truth. I'm trying to help folks. See? So we ain't going to be looking at nobody. Good, nothing. What about you? Read on, brother. My time about to run out on me. I bring you say, I'm glad we do run out. Come on, that's all right. Better stay at home next Sunday. I ain't through. I got to preach the gospel. What Jesus tell me to preach. Read on, brother.
Whither shall I go from thy spirit?
Where are you going? You can't hide from him. What you going to him? You can't duck from him. Where can I go from thy spirit? Everywhere you go, you're already there. I'm trying to get the folk who want to duck this thing. You can't duck this right here.
Yes, sir.
Don't be honest with God where God can bless your life.
Yes, sir.
Where shall I go from thy spirit? When you get there, you're already there. Lord have mercy. And this thing you're leaning on, no, you said now, well, you thought you should run from God. Now you said now. Well, he ain't here. That's what you said. No, he made it. Well, I went, well, you're on an airplane. Well, here's an airplane. Well, when you get on yonder and get a hotel or buy your big old house, well, he made the house is here. Where you going? You can't go nowhere from God. Where shall I go from thy spirit? He omnipresent. Everywhere at the same time. He already there when you get there. Read on, brother.
Or, whither shall I flee from thy presence?
Lord, how much? Why are you going to flee from the presence? No, now watch this now. Watch in the guard. That's the first thing man won't do. Time he sin, he run. That's right. That's man. Watch. That's man way.
That's right.
And down he find out. And time God catch him, he won't put it on somebody else. That's where it start off in the garden. It's going on right now. It's so common and natural. Time out of sin, he ran and caught it hiding behind a fig tree. Some trees, anyway. God's a strange God. God come in the garden hollering, Adam! Knew where he was all the time. Wonder why, look, that's strange, isn't it? Wonder why he hollered for God, hollered for Adam, and he knew where Adam was all the time. Will somebody answer that for me? Who asked that for me? Somebody out there, who asked that for me? Wonder why God hollered for Adam, and he knew where Adam was all the time. Y'all hush. I'm talking about these folks out here. Tell y'all do something, you don't come out here and do this, just hush up there. Somebody out here, why you think that? Huh? Well, why you want to answer? Make sure you heard him. Anybody else? Huh? Yeah, he knew that. Go get out of my teeth. Okay, I'm getting too many answers. Okay, listen. Watch this. Why God called for Adam? It's this right here. Just like I'm preaching to you, if you want help, you got the answer. If you don't want no help, you ain't gonna answer what I'm saying right now. That's the only way Adam got help. He answered. He was scared, but yet still he what? He answered. Like I'm talking to somebody right now, but you won't what? Answer. You won't do what I said. You got the answer to the call. If it hit you, do something about it. That's God calling you. But tiny sin, we want to ruin and duck. Ha! Uh-huh. Don't we have any good at y'all? We have some of experts. Lord, ha! didn't tie, he get caught one, put it on somebody else.
That woman you gave me on, but it was you.
I told you what to do. And y'all let some of these folks persuade you to do wrong, you better do what the law said do. You got the answer to the call. But we love to duck time we do something wrong. Hey, listen, watch this. God, if God wanted to kill Adam, he could have killed him and he had called him. I'm trying to get you to see something. When you sin, you don't run from God. Where are you going? Tell me where you can go to hide from God. Tell me where you're going. I just told you he's everywhere at the same time. Now, when you're sinning, oh God, he wants you to feel sorry for your sin. And then go to him and say, Lord, help me, Heavenly Father. Forgive me for my sin. Forgive me for stealing that car, Lord. Call it out. Don't be talking, forgive me for all my sin. Negro, you know what you're doing. Call it out. And tell God to forgive you. And then God will forgive you. He didn't want to kill you. If he wanted to kill you, he didn't let you keep on sleeping. He ain't trying to catch up with you. He already know where you are. He wants you to come to him. He's a heavenly Father. He loves us more than anybody loves us. He loves you more than anybody can ever love you. He ain't no booger bear. Go to Jesus. Go to God and he'll forgive you for your sin. Stop running from God. You're piling your sin up when you run from him. That's when you can't get no prayer through. That's when you can't worship God in spirit and in truth because you got too many sin piled up on you. Go get rid of your sin by giving them to Jesus. God ain't no booger bear, folks. God loves you. He loves me. What you running from? He already know you. Oh, have mercy. And we let folks mess up. But watch this now. If you do wrong, look at every, I don't miss a day and two and three times a day, four times a day, asking God to forgive me. Listen, the least little foolishness, the Bible says, the least little foolishness in God's eyesight is sin. I said foolishness. Just tell a joke. That's a lie. That's sin. Even thinking your mind a sin, that's a sin. So yeah, all day long, Lord, forgive me. And you think you got a good day. Lord, you ain't got no good day. Won't you be too proud to say, Lord, forgive me. God ain't, that's what he wants you to do. That reason Jesus come here for, we living on a grace. He don't want you to practice in sin. But he said, if you sin, go to your Father and ask for forgiveness. Oh, yes, now watch this. Now, we will make God angry with Christians. If Sister Nebbie's daughter, when she's a little baby, because she can't whip her right now, if she mess around and break one of her dishes she loved, one she loved, and she, Sister Nebbie knows she did it. He said, who broke my dish? She just asked her, let's see if she's going to tell the truth.
Mama. Oh, no. I didn't do it.
Sister Nebbie going to burn up. I said she's going to burn up. Because she knows she did it. She told a lie. Y'all see me now? When we mess up, you don't tell no lie to God. Tell the truth. When you mess up, just don't say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. See, we ain't going to tell a lie. It'd be hard for us. See, now, if she asks her daughter, say, who broke this dish? She said, Mama, I did it. I wouldn't intend to do it. She can't hardly whip that girl. Now, y'all see my point now? That's what God wants you to do with me. But when we tell a lie, we make him angry. He already know you did it. But he got compassion on you when you go to him and say, Father, forgive me. I wouldn't intend to do it, Lord. Hey, listen to this now. You may break another one tomorrow. Washing dishes. Got caught off guard. Slipped out your hand.
Mama, I wouldn't intend to do it. Please forgive me.
God will forgive you. But you keep on asking it. After a while, he'll deliver you from the mess you're in. But you can't, listen. You can't go on and keep on doing it. Know it. You what you're doing wrong. You're doing it because you want to do it. That's when you make God angry. When you are his child. I say his child. So stop running from God. He loves you. He the one wake you up every morning. He the one watch over you all day long. He the one see to you being blessed. But you the one got to be honest with God. So what I'm trying to say, don't try to hide your sin from God. He already knows your sins. And you ought to bring your sins. He said, Lord, the pastor come to us. It's up to you to believe me. That's your business. I ain't letting play with these. I'm confessing my sins before you. These things here slow me down. Paul said, lay every sin and wait. That's what he took a citizen. Help me. Forgive me. I don't put some things in there myself. As I get to them, I put them in there. And one lady told me, she said she need a dumpster. She said she need a dumpster, though, she told me. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, put them in there. All of us just about need a dumpster. We just got to put them in there. See, we don't want to give it up. The key is what? Giving it up. That's the key, giving it up. Because you can't hide from the law. I read that, let you know you can't hide from God. So once you get rid of your stuff, say, Lord, help me. I know it's rough, some things it's hard to drop, but tell him, say, Lord, help me. Have a desire to give it up. Put it in there. Pray over it. And tell God to forgive you and drop it in that bag. That thing ought to be full of stuff. And God will bless your life. I dare you to do it. I'm telling you what he told me to tell you. We got to clean up before we go on. Amen. It's going to be up to you. Now I can't do but bring it. Who willing to clean up? Raise your hand. Who willing? All right. If you ain't willing, shame on you. Amen. If you can't throw your hand up, shame on you. Amen. You pride and pull up pride and proud. And them kind of folks will go to hell quick. Amen. Everybody willing. I want you to come around this altar. Come around the altar. Choir, stand up too. Hallelujah. If you want now. If you ain't willing, sit down. But everybody willing, come around the altar. If you ain't willing, stay where you at. If you can't come around the altar, I really want you to stand up. Hallelujah. Sit down in the cage that you ain't willing. Hallelujah. Drop it in that box. From time going on, we can drop it in the box. Anytime you come to church, prayer meeting, enemy, drop it in there. And don't bother it. Nobody empty it. I do the emptying it. We're going to pray over it before we empty this thing out there. Amen. Hallelujah. God trying to help us, y'all. That's all. It may be rough, but God trying to help you. This is where you get help. When we come before God. God don't want somebody to help. Play me a little music for me. God don't want somebody to help you. Can't no. Look here. Don't y'all see what's happening to this world around here? Don't y'all see what's happening? Don't y'all see man trying to solve his own problem and he getting worse and worse? That's what happened. He's running Jesus out of his home, out of school, out of everywhere else, and want to push him out of the church. We'll have play for babies after a while. Hallelujah. I know he dropped that, but that's all right. Okay. So these things right here will hinder our growth. It'll tear your family up. You can't even relax when you come to church. You're mean on your job. You can rejoice everywhere you go when you get rid of junk. Trash. You feel better. You can look your neighbor in the eye. You can really love folks. This is what God wants to do today. To come before him. He the one can help us. And this sick society need God help. Amen. Folks, you hate, put it in there. Say, Lord, let me love her. Drop it in there. Say, let me love her. Forgive me for hating her. Forgive me for hating him. I know he treated me wrong, but let me, Father, I'm putting it in here. Put it in there. And mean what you say. And see on God bless your life. God knows he'll do it. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Hallelujah. Gracious Father. Lord have mercy. Oh, yes. It's a privilege. It's an honor from on high that we can talk to a holy and a righteous God. Thank you for making provision that we can bring our sins before you. And that we can leave them at the altar. And oh, Heavenly Father, we know that some of them burden us down.
Yes, sir.
We know, Heavenly Father, that some got us mean.
Yes.
Some got us doing things we know we don't supposed to be doing.
Yes, sir.
Some things, dear God, we have stopped and start back. And can hardly stop. But right now, Heavenly Father, they're asking for forgiveness. Yes. All of us around this altar. Asking you to forgive us. And oh, gracious God, you told us in your word, if we confess your sin, you just and faithful to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us right now. Wash us clean. Oh, Heavenly Father, you told us to lay aside every sin and wait. That's so easy to beset us. Wash us. Clean us. And oh, Heavenly Father, you got greater work for us to do. And oh, great God, when you wash and clean us, we know we feel better. We know, Heavenly Father, we can love folks who don't love us. Give us a forgiving heart right now. Get rid of it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them the courage to leave it right here, Lord. Those, Heavenly Father, who doing things, know it ain't right. Heavenly Father, move it right now in Jesus' name. Give them that desire to get rid of it, Lord. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, those who don't stole, don't let them steal no more. Those Heavenly Father got outside girlfriends and boyfriends and married, let them get, drop them right now in Jesus' name. Those who lie, don't let them lie no more on folks. Heavenly Father, fix it right now. We confessing all our sin right now before you, Lord. Gracious God. We want to be a people that you calling for in these last and evil days. You told your disciples you are clean through the word. Now wash us. Clean us. Sanctify us. Thank you for doing it now. Thank you for forgiving our sin. You got the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the powerful name of Jesus. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Give him a big hand right now. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Remain standing. Lower music a little bit. We ain't ready to go. Hey, hold, wait a minute. Don't walk out. Please don't. We ain't through yet. We finna go. But wait, don't walk out. Hallelujah. I'm opening doors of the church. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ. Those who want to give their life to Christ, I want you to come down, squeeze your way down some kind of way. Come on this side over here. Anybody want to come by Christian experience or by letter, I want you to come right now. Come right now. Don't nobody leave. Please don't. Don't be ashamed. If you lost, give your life to Christ. Get right with God. Please get right with God. If anybody won't get by, let them get through. Anybody want to give your life to Christ, come on now. Come on while you're standing. Come on while you're standing. Anybody want to come by Christian experience? Come on now. You've got to stand before God. You've got to stand before God. The Bible says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? Come on, give your life to Christ. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? You got to die now. You got to die. You got to die. You got to leave him. You got to pack up. Lord have mercy. No, just, hey, don't sit right there. Sit back over here. Don't sit right there. Will there be any more? 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 Don't be ashamed. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Come on. Come on. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't let nobody shame you out. Don't let nobody shame you out. That's right. Make room for him. Make room for him. Will it be in the know? Sister Vanessa, where she at? Come on, help her. Come on, come on, help her. Yeah. Don't let them shame you out. Come on. Don't let the devil take your blessing from you. Don't let the devil take your blessing from you. Can you get by? Yeah, let us through. Let the secretary through. That's all right. Just stand there. I ain't crazy. I know what I'm doing. Just stay there. Just stay where you at. Everything all right. Hallelujah. Help out there. Will there be any more? Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't walk out here lost. I'm not trying to get nobody to come join New Bethlehem. If you have another church, that's your business. But if you lost, don't walk out here lost. That's all. Don't walk out here lost. You need Jesus. And you ain't got to join this church. I'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. Will there be another? Will there be another? You that in your seat, that's going to be seated. I ain't going to be here but a minute. That's all. Ain't gonna be about a minute. Ain't gonna be about a minute. I'm let you go. But don't leave him lost. Don't leave him lost. Jesus wants to save folks. This is what it's all about. New Bethlehem. New Bethlehem. From the depths of my heart. God got greater work for us to do. I'm telling you now. Y'all haven't seen nothing yet. He got greater work for us to do. I'm just doing what he told me to tell you to do. He told us to clean up before we go beyond. That's all I can do. It's up to us. It's up to us. God knows it's up to us. He got greater work for us. And he's going to give us greater blessings. He talking to all of us. I ain't hitting on nobody. It's me too. For all of us. For all of us. Don't let the devil put too much of pride in you and mess you up. The devil put pride in you and mess you up. I'm doing what Jesus told me to do. I'm doing what the law told me to do. Will there be any more? If you're lost, don't walk out here lost. Don't walk out here lost. Don't walk out here lost. You need Jesus. The world, don't you see the world getting worse and worse? And man trying to patch it up. He can't do nothing with it until he goes to Jesus. And according to the Bible, he ain't going to Jesus. He going to end up just like he's going right now. That means the Bible says it's going to get worse up and worse up. Shooting up children, it's going to get worse up. Killing going to get worse up. Drugs going to get worse up. Sin just going to get worse up. And he's going to show the real church who really going to stand and who really out there in sin. Jesus said this. I can prophesy what God already done said. So what you see, going to get worse up. That means it's good to know Jesus. You don't know why your child may go. He ain't got to do nothing to get killed. You ain't got to do nothing either. We just in the last days. And God told us don't be troubled over these last days. He said, I have overcome the world. You can do it too. He said, these things must be. If he said it, it's going to be. I don't care what you hear preachers say. The word said it. It's going to get worse and worse. Worse and worse. Now watch. He can't lie. They hardly going to be a revival. The Bible isn't about no revival. The Bible says it's going to get worse. But the only thing you're going to see, the worse it gets, you're going to see real folks stand out. Where you can see the real and the false. That's what they're going to be. Oh, hallelujah. Where's the secretary? If you got a new convoy, could you call them out first, please, ma'am?
Okay, Dwayne Golden, a candidate for baptism. Ashley Jackson, a candidate for baptism. Demetria Matthews, a candidate for baptism.
That's your heart. Hallelujah. Now what I want you to do, where Paul at? Take the new converts back there in the back and let them confess. He knew what to do. Take them back there. You go back there with him. Get her books. She want her books. Best in her purse. Yeah, get her purse and everything. Okay, now I want y'all new converts. Y'all go with, come on.
Okay. Who baby this is? You go with him, okay, Pastor. Bless the heart. Y'all go back there with him. Tell Paul, came through. He know what how to come through, okay? And she'll take care of it. Now, we got to take these one by one here, okay?
Okay, Tamika Bevel, coming on Christian Experience.
Would you stand, baby?
Bless your heart.
You know you're saved?
Yes, I do.
You been baptized?
Yes, I have.
We're glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Okay. May God.
I need to put something in here, trash.
You put something in trash? Okay, when I get through, you put it in there. Hey. Yeah, when I get through talking to you, you put it in there, okay?
Okay.
Oh, bless your heart. And you know you've been baptized.
Yes.
We're glad to have you. May God bless you and keep you. Now go on and put it in trash. Bless your heart. Hallelujah. That's right, baby. That's right, baby. Get rid of her. Get rid of her. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I'm getting rid of my mess. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm getting rid of my mess. I don't know about y'all. Just stand right there, baby.
William Taylor, coming on Christian Experience.
Brother Taylor, how you doing, brother? Bless your heart. I'm doing all right. You look like a preacher, but you ain't no preacher, is you?
I'm
saved. Hallelujah. That's good enough, brother. That's all right. Hey, that's good enough, brother.
Good to me. Yes, I'm saved.
So you know you're saved. You've been baptized.
Yes, sir. Sure.
May God bless you, brother. We're glad to have you here. Come and work out your soul salvation. Remain standing for me now, brother. Bless your heart. Stand up for me, baby.
Eldridge and Jackie Duncan.
Oh, yeah. Come on, stand for me here. Now, do y'all know Jackie, don't you? This is my niece. She was here before she got married. And I teach them, if they want to go with her.